Question for you this morning. Do you make New Year's resolutions? If you're like me and hundreds of thousands of other people, generally they last until about midday on New Year's Day and the alcohol wears off and the reality comes home. But any time is a great time to make a change. And if you think that you're a little bit too old to do something, well, have a bit of a think again. A very inspirational story. Newcastle-based doctor, Dr. Sally McKenna, took up cycling at the age of 50. She is loving it. And apparently she's a giant slayer at the moment. Sally, good morning.
Good morning there, Todd.
That is an amazing thing. At the age of 50, had you been a cyclist beforehand?
I had just socially cycled, but nothing serious at all. And a couple of years ago, I decided to join a cycling group in Newcastle, and there were some serious cyclists in that group and became a bit contagious, I have to say.
Was it the lure of the Lycra that got you, was it?
Oh, look, absolutely. It's such a it's such a flattering fabric.
Well, for some it is, for others, yeah, not so. But anyway, that's another story for another day. So social cycling, so what was the reason? Was it, you've always been fairly fit, but what made you want to take that next step up to joining a cycling group?
Well, I moved to Newcastle and I was actually, you know, just looking to make some new friends and get out of the house a bit more. And I had a bike and I thought, oh, well, I'll go and take a deep breath and turn up on a Saturday morning and see whether or not I was accepted into a new cycling group, and I was, and things just sort of rolled on from there, so to speak.
Cycling groups can be a strange religion. It does take a little bit of time to be accepted. So at what point did you think, hang on a minute, this, I'm pretty good at this and I'm liking it more and more?
Well, I started to improve just through riding with this group and started to be given some tips about improving, you know, my riding technique and things like that. And then they were talking about, they're heading off to racing this afternoon. And I thought, bike racing? I sort of didn't even really connect with me that was a sort of a thing. But anyway, I thought, well, why can't I go and have a race as well? So I got a racing license, and headed over to Kooragang Island, where a lot of the bike racing happens in Newcastle, and was in the lowest grade and got dropped.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, I did, and I sort of went home and licked my wounds and went back again, and bit by bit I just improved. And then actually in an event, one of the local cycling coaches was watching a women's race, and which I'd also been dropped in. And he approached me and said, you could be so much better than what you are, you know, the technique, the way you're sitting on the bike. And anyway, he offered to do some coaching with me, and I just really started to improve really quickly from that point. And very specific training program, and I think that was the remarkable thing, was I would never have trained myself in the manner that he did as a sort of professional coach, and I just got incredibly better very quickly.
Yeah. I suppose it's the old adage, if at first you don't succeed, try again, and that's true.
I didn't give up, and I still haven't, in fact. I'm still really pretty horrible on a bike compared to people that have been cycling for a long time, but I still have quite a bit of improvement to go, I think, so I'm not done yet.
Okay, so I just need to stop you here. I love self-deprecating because I can appreciate that. I do it all the time, but can I just read this one line here? In October, she won the Blue Ribbon Women's Sprints at the World Masters Track Cycling Championships in Manchester, beating Denmark's reigning world champion, Jani Bormann. So you're still really rubbish at it, is that okay?
Well, I can make a lot of mistakes still, as a lot of people can, but I am getting better.
Oh, dear. Sally, between you and I, are you an overachiever or what?
I have been accused of that at times, but I think the interesting thing, I never set out to win a world title. I had tiny little goals, I suppose, and when I look back at that journey, you know, it was just maybe getting to a new grade at local cycling, and then maybe being able to, you know, actually go somewhere and compete out of the area and see how I went in at that level. And it just sort of kept progressing. So, I didn't get on a bike and think, oh, well, I'm going to head off and win a world title. It's just happened. And
like
it's
magic.
Pretty cool.
Just like magic, it just happened. Sally, it's an inspirational story, and more apart from the fact that you're achieving what you're achieving, what advice would you give to anyone? Because we do it at time to time. I don't think it matters what age you are. I think we'll go, oh, look, I'm too old to try that. 9 times out of 10, it's not because we're too old. It's because we're nervous. It's the fear of the unknown. What would your suggestion be, not just with cycling, but someone hits the age of 50 and you want to try something new? What's your advice?
Well, I suppose, and I relate to all of the things you've just said because I've suffered all of them. And I came across a little saying one day that not participating is failing. And I've just kept that thought in my mind, and it makes me keep turning up because I, you know, look at the women, the amazing women around Newcastle and blokes that juggle all sorts of things with family and work, and they come along to cycling and they just have a go, and I just admire them so much. And it doesn't matter whether they win or, you know, come absolutely dead last, they're there having a go, and I think that's really inspirational.
Yeah, get out and give it a red hot go.
Yeah, and look, once it's the getting there that's the painful part. Like, it's the resistance to that. If you actually get there, it's quite amazing how friendly people are and welcoming. So, yeah, the anxiety is, you know, in the actually getting yourself out of the house and getting to do something new. But I found, you know, the cycling world in Newcastle, an extraordinarily welcoming group of people. And I encourage anyone to get on a bike and start, you know, maybe having a bit of a trundle around, find a cycling group. There's a women's cycling group in Newcastle, Hunter Women's Cycling, and they're a fabulous bunch of women and very welcoming. And, it's just a great thing to be part of.
Fabulous. Sally, thank you very much. Have a wonderful Christmas. I think 2017 is going to be another big year for you. And thanks for sharing your passion this morning.
Not at all. Thank you very much, Todd.
Dr. Sally McKenna. And look, if you don't want to join a cycling group, I ride to work every morning. So if you want to, you can bike pool with me. Come along. You know, it's, you know, the streamers are optional.